Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. Joyful News. This daily devotion was written by Dr. Carrie Vo. The text comes from 1 Thessalonians 3. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly, night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. There is a great joy that comes to Christians who learn, sometimes after many years, that they have had a strong impact on someone else's faith. Carrie writes, I'm thinking of a phone call my husband got about a year ago. The man on the phone said, Pastor, do you remember me? When you were visiting my prison and teaching Bible study in Vietnamese, I came and listened. I want you to know that after I got out, I went to school and became a pastor. Now I serve a Vietnamese church here in the South. And so we learned that, all unexpectedly, our St. Louis Vietnamese mission had planted another church full of people without us ever knowing. There was great rejoicing in our family. This is a joy based on love. For what could be better than to learn that someone you cared for, maybe years ago, is still in the faith, trusting in Jesus with all their heart? What a delight that is. The love and concern you feel is natural because you share the same Savior, our Lord Jesus, who loved us all so much that he gave himself up into death to save us. And now that he is risen from the dead, he gives us the Holy Spirit, who joins our hearts together in love. We may go for years praying for someone, not knowing how they are doing with the Lord, whether they are growing or falling away. And what joy we have when we get good news of them. As Solomon said, like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Is there someone in your own life who would welcome good news of you? Perhaps it's a relative, or a former teacher or pastor, or just a friend who loved you and Jesus both. Consider giving them joy by letting them know that you are doing well in the same Lord who cares for us all, wherever we are scattered. We pray. Dear Father, thank you for those who loved me and taught me to know you through your Son Jesus. Please bless them. Amen.